I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode sponsored by Catering with Grace, sponsored by Mia Made It, sponsored by The Realest Underground Entertainment. Guys, it is another episode. We are going to talk about the Game Day NFL's graphic, the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time. Guys, it's going to be a short episode, no ads. We're going to get through this fairly quickly. I got other things that I have to get to. But as you know, we are now on a schedule. We are now on schedule and we are now dropping podcasts once every week. So that is something that we're proud of, guys. That's something that we're proud of, the output that we're able to, the production that we're able to maintain, even with so much going on in everyday life, so much going on in the grand scheme of life, and we're still here, still grinding away, still chipping away at that, you know what I mean, perennial boulder, and trying to make something beautiful out of it, trying to carve our own path, and we will. And we will, and we will. We are, we will, and we want. So, guys, we are going to talk about the top 10 by the game day, the NFL game day, the game day NFL top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time. So this isn't, but we also have the top 10 highest selling jerseys from April. So it's going to be a two segment show. We're going to talk about the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time. I'm going to read a couple comments and then we're going to talk about the top 10 highest selling jerseys in April of this year of 2023. So how about we get right into it, right? Starting with number 10, the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time. We have Rob Gronkowski, the New England Patriots. Everybody remembers Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, one of the most dynamic and even dynastic quarterback tight end tandems to ever do it. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski were notorious for scoring touchdowns, for Rob Gronkowski being that workhorse in the receiving game and or that safety blanket in the red zone. Tom Brady is somebody who relied on tight ends a lot, especially during that era, when he had, you know, the bunch of tight ends that he did. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski managed to get into the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time. Number 9 on the list of the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time, we got Tim Tebow for the Denver Broncos. Now, when you think back to that time in 2010 when Tim Tebow was selling crazy jerseys, crazy numbers. There was a lot of politics around it. There is a lot of liberal and conservative politics surrounding Tim Tebow. That's why he was so polarizing as a figure in the NFL. Much like Colin Kaepernick and his political, stigma around him and concerning the league, etc. Tim Tebow had the support and backing of Christian conservatives. Colin Kaepernick had the backing of liberal, left-leaning, Black Lives Matter people that support things like that. So we don't shy away from talking about politics. On the contrary, our podcast does deal with politics and political subjects as well. We are very openly a faith-based sports entertainment platform. As I said, Tim Tebow had the support of the conservatives. Colin Kaepernick had the support of the liberals. Tim Tebow, in that 2010 time, he took the knee pregame saying grace, saying a prayer. Colin Kaepernick took the knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality. Everybody had their feelings on both, positive and negative. You pick which one you felt the way that you felt about it. You choose if you don't care. To me, it doesn't matter. Tim Tebow, number 9 on the list. He was the Denver Broncos quarterback, number 15. He is the number 9 top 10 highest selling jersey of all time. That's pretty crazy though. Well, not really, because a lot of these aren't very recent. So Tim Tebow being on the list and him last being in the league 2012, 2011, 2010. That's not as impressive as some of the names that are on here. Much like number 8 on the list, Troy Polamalu, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was a safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you don't remember Troy Polamalu, he was a dynamic, smaller size safety. He was much like, he was a compact style body type. He was a hard hitter. He was a coverage safety. He was going to knock the ball loose over the middle of the field. He was going to make plays, period. He was a playmaker. And he was very good at blitzing off the corners as a defensive back. Troy Polamalu, the number 8 ranked highest selling jersey of all time. Number 7 being Walter Payton for the Chicago Bears. And this is what I mean when I told you that Tim Tebow, it wasn't that impressive that he was from 2010, because I was like, oh, well, that's pretty impressive. But it's not, because Walter Payton, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's way, way back then. Walter Payton is number 7 on this list, and he's above Rob and Tim and Troy. Number 7 on the list, the Chicago Bears, Walter Payton, running back. I believe he was number 34. Walter Payton. I don't know when he played. I would have to look that up. I don't know when he played, but Walter Payton, number 7 on the list. Number 6 is Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers. He is now a New York Jet. But Aaron Rodgers, number 6 on the list for the Green Bay Packers, highest selling jersey of all time. Number 5 on that list is Bo Jackson. That is the Raiders. The Oakland Raiders back then. Las Vegas Raiders now, but Bo Jackson is the fifth highest selling jersey of all time. I guess the Walter Payton, the Troy Polamalu, the Bo Jackson, and I guess you could say the same thing about Rob Gronkowski. As I said, the Tim Tebow thing was strictly political, because Christian conservatives ran and supported Tim Tebow for taking the knee, supporting God on a platform so big, and they bought his jersey, bought it, and it shot it up to like an insane number, to where he ended up still. And then of course he's a good dude, so I'm pretty sure people buy his jersey till this day. I would if I had the money. Number 5, Bo Jackson. Like I was saying, a lot of these are because Bo Jackson, the Raiders, that's history. So they probably still sell a lot of Bo Jackson's jerseys. It's not like they've had another Bo Jackson. It's not like they have a Derrick Henry, an Ezekiel Elliott, So that one's probably longstanding. That one's probably people go into the shop and they're like, hey, I got to get my Bo Jackson jersey today. You know what I'm saying? type of stuff? Probably. I'm assuming. I'm just a small town kid from South Texas. I don't know nothing outside of, you know what I'm saying, Falfurrias, Texas, you know, and it, our surrounding community, our surrounding area. This is my home. This is where I am. This is what I do. So when I speak, take it with a grain of salt because I don't know everything by far. Bo Jackson, number 5, we explained what we thought the reason was for him still being up there. Walter Payton, I believe, same thing. Aaron Rodgers will probably be the same thing for a really long time unless like Jordan Love is like crazy good or he goes and wins a Super Bowl with the Jets because then Packers fans might be like, this guy. Number 4 on that list is Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott being number 4 for the Dallas Cowboys is actually extremely, extremely surprising. This is not something that I expected to see on this list, especially because if a Cowboy is going to be on the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time, you would think it's going to be Michael Irvin. You would think it was going to be Emmitt Smith. And if it's going to be quarterback, you would think it'd be Troy. You'd think it'd be Staubach. But Dak Prescott, man, the popularity of this man under America's team and with the Dallas Cowboys is pretty crazy. You know, it was coming into the league in 2016, he was an extremely good rookie. I mean, almost near perfect. So, and it's kind of cool also that he was the number 4 spot and he is number 4. So Dak Prescott, number 4 on the list of Dallas Cowboys, America's team. Shout out for that. Number 3 on the list is the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, number 15. I mean, need I say more? I mean, we all know that Pat Mahomes, why he is getting so many, you know, jersey sales. I mean, Pat Mahomes has the youth. You know what I'm saying? Pat Mahomes has the youth. He has the kids who all want to be him coming up, you know what I mean? Cutting their hair like him, much like Odell. And also, oh, I'm surprised there's no wide receivers on here. That, speaking of Odell, sorry, I spoiled the top 2 for y'all. But yeah, there's no wide receivers on here, and I'm surprised by that. That's but like I said, Patrick Mahomes, much like Odell, he has the youth. The youth buys his jerseys in mass because he's one of the most popular players in the league, if not the most popular player in the league. Pat Mahomes is number 3. And then, of course, he wins Super Bowls. He, you know what I'm saying? He wins Super Bowl. He's young. You know, he's leading one of the most high-octane offenses in the NFL in this decade. You know, so everything about Pat Mahomes, best quarterback in the NFL right now, baby GOAT on the GOAT edition of Madden with Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes, you know. So that being said, the only 2 people above Pat Mahomes in top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time are Tom Brady and Steve Young. Tom Brady, number 1 for the New England Patriots. And Steve Young, number 2 for the San Francisco 49ers. 2 Patriots on the list. Number 1, Tom Brady. Number 10, Rob Gronkowski. Number 1, Tom Brady. The jersey is number 12. Number 2, Steve Young for the San Francisco 49ers. Number 16. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Number 8. That was Joe Montana. Number 8, Steve Young. Patrick Mahomes. Number 3, Kansas City Chiefs. Number 15. He's number 3 on the list. Number 4 on the list is Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys. He wears number 4. Number 5 on the list is Bo Jackson, running back for the Oakland Raiders. He was number 34, I believe, 32. I'm not going to lie, I don't remember Bo. So I believe he was 32. Aaron Rodgers, number 6 on the list with the Green Bay Packers. He was number 12. Walter Payton, number 7 on the list with the Chicago Bears. He was number 34. Troy Polamalu, number 8 on the list, Pittsburgh Steelers. He was number 43. Tim Tebow, number 9, Denver Broncos quarterback. He was number 15. And number 10, Rob Gronkowski, tight end with the New England Patriots. He was number 87. So that was the top 10 highest selling jerseys of all time from number 1 to number 10. That was Tom Brady, Steve Young, Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Bo Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, Walter Payton, Troy Polamalu, Tim Tebow, and number 10, Rob Gronkowski. Again, that was number 1, Tom Brady, number 2, Steve Young, number 3, Patrick Mahomes, number 4, Dak Prescott, number 5, Bo Jackson, number 6, Aaron Rodgers, number 7, Walter Payton, number 8, Troy Polamalu, number 9, Tim Tebow, and number 10, Rob Gronkowski. This graphic was by the Game Day NFL. And as I told you guys, we do have a second graphic, and that is the highest selling jerseys of April. And we're going to talk about that one too. This next graphic that we have is the highest selling jerseys from April, the top 10. And that is more current. That's April 2023. That's from 2 months ago. And I'm going to let you guys know who the most popular players in the league are as of 2 months ago. Okay. Okay, I got it. My bad. I had to look through my phone, my camera roll, as I do always. But here we have the highest selling jerseys in April, according to the NFL shop. So this one is also from the Game Day NFL, and this one's according to the NFL shop. The highest selling jerseys of all time, I don't know if it doesn't say according to the NFL shop, but I would imagine, because it's coming from the same source. So I'm just assuming that is probably wrong. It could be wrong. Who knows? But guys, the Game Day also said top 5 most profitable NFL franchises. Number 5, the LA Rams, $318 million. Number 4, the New York Giants, $333 million. Number 3, the Houston Texans, $356 million. Shout out to Texas. Let's go. What up? Number 2, of course, the New England Patriots, $623 million. The Houston Texans had $356 million. I don't know if I said it. My bad. And then, of course, with the giant $5 million differential, the Dallas Cowboys, number 1. $1.17 billion. I just wanted to throw that in there. I just wanted to flex for Jerry real quick. show that off real quick. Guys, Jerry Jones, greatest owner of all time. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it was, and it is what it probably always will be. So we are going to talk about, as I said, highest selling jerseys in April, according to the NFL shop. Number 10, by the Game Day NFL. We have rookie first round draft pick Bryce Young for the Carolina Panthers, number 5. Number 9, we have Dallas Cowboys Micah Parsons, number 11. Justin Jefferson, number 8 with the Minnesota Vikings, number 18. Jordan Love, number 7. Is Jordan Love starting for the Packers? Yeah, right. Okay, so shout out to Packers Nation just showing up and showing out and getting their quarterback into the top 10 highest selling jerseys of the offseason, you know, leading into the draft. I guess it was because they didn't draft a quarterback. They said, shit, we might as well, right? Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs, number 6, tight end, number 87. Jordan Love is number 10, in case I didn't say it. Number 5, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, quarterback, that is number 17. Number 4 on the list, we have Odell Beckham Jr., the Baltimore Ravens. I believe he is wearing number 3 this year, going back to his college number at LSU. Number 3 on the list again, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, number 15, quarterback. Number 2, Jalen Hurts, number 1, Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback. And number 1 on the list is New York Jets quarterback, brand new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, number 8. Okay, Aaron, I see you. I'm excited for what Aaron Rodgers is going to do with that offense. We talked about it, guys, recently on the New York Jets schedule episode. I can't wait to see what he does with that cast of weapons, with Garrett Wilson, with Breece Hall, with Corey Davis and Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb. You know, he's got weapons there in New York, so it's going to be interesting to see what he's able to do. I'm going to run that back down from 1 to 10. That's Aaron Rodgers for the New York Jets, number 1. Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia Eagles, number 2. Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs, number 3. Odell Beckham Jr., Baltimore Ravens, number 4. Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills, number 5. Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs, number 6. Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers, number 7. Justin Jefferson, Minnesota Vikings, number 8. Micah Parsons, Dallas Cowboys, number 9. And Bryce Young, Carolina Panthers, number 10. Those are the top 10 highest selling jerseys in April, guys. You know, we're behind as far as like we're stacking episodes week by week by week, and we're scheduling everything. That way you guys have a guaranteed show every Friday, and we try to do it timeless to where when you tune in, we don't do very many things like we talk about something that happened today and it's coming out a month later. We don't do that. We try to talk about things that are timeless, topics that we can just range and, you know, don't have any timestamps on them. Those are the things we like to talk about. Of course, we do that for certain things, certain events, you know, our end of the month show, monthly show, where we discuss the WWE premium live events with Mia Made It. That is one that we do time stamped and on time. We do it the night or the weekend of the very last Friday night SmackDown that happens for WWE. That is after that show is done. The following day, we do the episode, and then we post it before we watch the premium live event. But yeah, I guess since it's a short episode, we covered 3 graphics on here, and we're still less than 30 minutes in. Since it is a short episode, I'm gonna play Toxic by D.I.G. of the Realest Underground Entertainment. That's True. Produced by Chach with the Heat. I'm gonna go ahead and play that for you guys. That you can find it on Spotify. It is on Spotify. You can also find Invested. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy. You can also find I'm Just Saying, Sipping Champagne, Group Chat, Pretty as Fuck. Guys, there's tons of music. Really, really, I swear, Rookie of the Year featuring Benny Dreams. Guys, you can find the True Story, the album by The Realest Underground Entertainment based on a true story. There's so much music, so much stuff that you guys can check out on Spotify by the team that is working here around us. This is Toxic by D.I.G., produced by Chach with the Heat. I guess we'll catch you guys on the next one, all right?
D.I.G., designed individually gifted, baby, like who is he? Remember me, the day I'm gone, but they gon' see the only thing that I be is
designed individually gifted.
She's so toxic, now I know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss mood, baby, see me act like a star. Mason Margiela, red bottom, match her Pinot Noir. She's so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss mood, made see me act like a star. Money talk when I walk, go get some Pinot Noir, We keep arguing back and forward, this so contagious. I'm just saying, I'm paper chasing, you too impatient. Check my fragrance, it's Karen Lowe, that pure king amazing. Girl, quit playing, don't text me, bye, I'll just see you later. I'll keep praying, money to be made, I gotta go stack my ends. Cop a Benz and swing that bitch and pick up her best friend. How it's been, headline screenshot, CNN. D.I.G., I swear some women acting so pretend, ayy. She love to work, she say my song, she listen. She go work out right after work and say she on a mission. Shit, I ain't trippin', I like the pick and common kisses. And my best wishes, shorty bad, and you get to witness. She so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss move, baby, see me act like a star. Mason Margiela, red bottom, match her Pinot Noir. She so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss moves, made see me act like a star. Money talk when I walk, go get some Pinot Noir. You so toxic, I'm the topic, girl, let's keep it true. Wanna get a Bentley coupe, the drop top 2 for me and you. My Lauren London, my Selena, need my Haley too. I got that Bieber drip, that Nipsey shit, that Drake smooth, ooh. The way I talk, I swear she love that. She hate to be around, phone going off, she can't control that. She know that, control that. dealing with me, something different. Always on the move, my shorty always asking why so distant. Girl, you tripping.
I'm just not designed.
What do you
to
think
say
this shit takes? You want the Bentley or the Wraith? Need some money, some gold, some assets, cash in the bank. Like what you think? Told her to get out my face. She French. They got Jay, they my Vu. Bay. And she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss move, baby. See me act like a star. Mason Margiela, red bottom, match her Pinot Noir. She so toxic, and she know she a star. She said I'm not shit, but she know who we are. You see the boss move, baby. See me act like a star. Money talk when I walk. Go get some Pinot Noir. And she know she a star. She said I'm not shit.
Give my phone, I'ma holler at it real quick.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.